Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by our friends at Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos, and all the good men and women who get stuff from point A to point B. Thank you so much for all that you do for our state and for our community. Thank you so much. Did you know that 1 million voters across 43 states have switched to the Republican Party over the last year? And that's according to voter registration analysis from Associated Press. The previously reported number reflects a phenomenon that is playing out in virtually every community in the country. In fact, here in Nevada as well, Democrat and Republican states, along with cities and small towns, in the period since Joe Biden replaced Donald Trump. But it's incredible. 43 states, more than a million voters have switched their registration from Democrat to Republican. That's a little scary if you're a Democrat. And this is going on all over the country, but it's also happening here in Nevada. If I were Joe Biden and I were Democrat Party, I would be scared to death of that, because that's happening not just here in Nevada, but all across the country. And again, 43 states and stuff that, numbers that have been analyzed by Associated Press. I'm just here to tell you, this is a little scary if you are a Democrat. And in fact, the AP examined nearly 1.7 million voters who had likely switched affiliations across 42 states, for which there is data over the last 12 months. And according to L2, a political data firm, 1.2 uses determined the party affiliation. And this is going to get worse before it gets better. You know, people talk about, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. You know, I can't believe it. All these people are switching affiliation. Wait until you find out what's going on here in Nevada. And we'll have numbers for that relatively soon. The people that are going from independent or unaffiliated to Republican. The numbers are staggering. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Coming up, April Becker. She's trying to unseat Susie Lee in Congressional District 3. We'll do that and a whole lot more. April Becker is going to join us coming up in just a couple minutes. We'll talk about her race.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Las Vegas Aesthetics. Not only is this one of the fastest growing medical spas in all of Vegas, but patients from over 20 countries fly in to be treated here. That is amazing. They offer everything you need to help you look and feel your youngest. Tom Polisi, the owner, is a presidential level master injector with thousands of happy Botox, Dysport, Restylane, and Juvederm patients. Las Vegas Aesthetics also specializes in the most advanced PRP procedures, light years ahead of the competitors. Vampire facelift, PRP hair restoration, O-shot for women, P-shot for ED for men. These are revolutionary sexual rejuvenation procedures. Call Las Vegas Aesthetics today and get 10% to 50% off any of our state-of-the-art treatments. As an added bonus, every P-shot patient will get one free Shockwave Gainswave treatment. That's a $500 value free. Call 702-664-1300. That's 702-664-1300. Or go to lvamedspa.com. That's lvamedspa.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Well, we apparently have lost the top of the hour news. I don't know where we lost it to, but suffice it to say, a lot to talk about. We'll get with April Becker coming up in just a couple of minutes. Before we do that, though, I want you to hear Mark Levin and his legal analysis of Roe v. Wade. It was stunning yesterday with Maria Bartiromo. I got up extra early to watch Maria Bartiromo and Mark Levin. This is cut number three. Mark Levin, the legal analysis behind Roe v. Wade's repeal. Here it is.
First of all, we don't need lectures from Joe Biden, who plagiarized his way through law school. He has no idea what's going on. Secondly, the media in America are so thoroughly corrupt, they haven't read Roe v. Wade or the subsequent Casey decision or even this decision. And thirdly, neither has Pelosi or Schumer, because they come right out of the box. Here's the decision. How do they know what's in the decision in 30 seconds to have press releases and so forth? And they're lying about this decision. This decision is very simple. Here we have what's called the Constitution of the United States, not the tax code. It's not Obamacare. It's very simple. It's about 5,000 words, and you can look all you want. The word abortion is not in there, and it's never going to be in there unless they add to it. Here's the deal. Really, Roe versus Wade wasn't overturned. Roe versus Wade was fundamentally altered by a decision in 1992, Roe was 1973, called the Casey decision in Pennsylvania, which changed the trimester test and had the undue burden and viability test, which they basically stole from Europe and from other kinds of laws we have in this country. The Supreme Court has been shooting from the hip on abortion now for about half a century, and that's why all these cases keep working their way to the Supreme Court from federal district courts, and so all these pro-abortion groups constantly litigating to prevent the states from having any regulation whatsoever.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's 2:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The federal call for massive cuts along the Colorado River has water managers trying to establish a common ground before federal officials do it for them. Southern Nevada water officials say that they can absorb any rollbacks due to its conservation efforts and investments in infrastructure. Last year, the Silver State used just 80% of the Colorado River water that it's entitled to. Last week, Bureau of Reclamation officials said additional cuts of between 2 and 4 million acre-feet of water are needed to maintain critical water levels at Lake Mead and Lake Powell. Last August, federal officials declared a water shortage for the first time for Lake Mead, triggering big cutbacks in water allotments to Arizona, Mexico, and Nevada. Las Vegas's wedding industry is alive and kicking in its annual State of the Wedding Industry address. The Las Vegas Wedding Chamber of Commerce said the business had one of its best years in 2021. The Clark County Marriage License Bureau issued more than 77,000 licenses last year. Compare that to 56,000 in 2020.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And a quick check of the traffic cams. Do look out for a crash there as you head into the Spaghetti Bowl. Interstate 15 northbound at Charleston. You're slow back to Spring Mountain on 15 north. And heavy volumes on the Beltway 215 as well, westbound at Valley Verde.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local. Good to have you with us. One of the things that is always fun is after an election, you get a chance to go back and talk with some of the people that that were victorious. And so it is with April Becker, the Republican nominee for Congress in CD3. She is running against Democrat Susie Lee. First of all, April, congratulations on the win. I know you were working really, really hard in CD3, and your hard work paid off.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Kevin. Very excited about the win and ready to get started on the big fight, the real fight, and just ready to flip that seat.
Well, it didn't take long for the Susie Lee campaign. They are already up on TV with a kind of a Roe v. Wade tinged ad where they make some pretty serious charges about you. Were you surprised that they were so quick on the draw?
No, I know that they're worried, and they want to do whatever they can to take the focus off of the economy that they've trashed. You know, they'll throw anything out there to redirect people's attention to, you know, what's actually happening right now. And that's that in Nevada, we've got the second highest gas prices in the country. Our shelves are empty, and it's a major crisis, and people are upset, and they're going to do whatever they can to take the focus off of it.
I know that you are a very good listener. You give a great campaign speech, but you're also a great listener. Can you talk a little bit about what you're hearing from voters, from folks at town halls, from door knocking and all the other things that you do? Can you talk a little bit about what you're hearing? And what is it that really does matter to the voters of CD3?
Well, what I hear consistently, and it doesn't matter what party I'm talking to, people are upset about how much things have gone up in price. You're talking about people that are really worried about how they're going to put gas in their tank, how they're going to buy groceries, how they're going to feed their kids. These are real life struggles. And for people who live paycheck to paycheck, you know, $500, $300, that's a lot of money. And other things have to be cut. And they're not things that are you know, frivolous or extra. It's real life problems. And people are worried about whether they're going to pay their electric bill or they're going to buy groceries. And I am hearing that consistently when I'm out in CD3. People are scared.
Let me just ask you, though, in the last few days, we've had Roe v. Wade's repeal. Democrats are hinging their hopes of winning the day in November, and they're hoping that people will forget the, $5 and $6 gasoline and the store shelves and the baby formula and all of that. Are you hearing any of that? I mean, that oh, my God, it's all about the war on women.
I've heard some of that, but usually when I sit down and I talk with people and they understand that We already have laws in place in Nevada that, you know, they were passed in 1990 by the people through referendum, and politicians can't touch these laws. They can't change them either way. And to me, for Nevadans, it's just a non-issue. These changes can only be made by the people through referendum. And that's exactly what the Supreme Court ruled in, is this is a decision to be made by the state. Our state and our citizens have already made this decision. So, you know, again, I mean, it might be a relevant argument in a few other states, but not Nevada.
Are you surprised at how popular abortion is, not just in our state, but around the country? I was surprised by that.
Well, I don't think abortion is popular. I don't think that. I think that a lot of people are just unaware of how radical the liberal progressives have gotten. They want to perform abortions. I don't even call it, it's not really even abortion. It's, you know, birth. That's not abortion. And they want...
That's infanticide. That is actually infanticide, and it's so wrong on so many levels.
And this is not me being, you know, trying to be, you know, paint them to be extremists. There is actually a bill in California right now that would allow an abortion, if you call it that, even after birth. And, you know, and the catch on it is that the state wouldn't be able to prosecute, I mean, they don't call them mothers, the parents, for this act. And, you know, I just couldn't even believe that that was actually true. So I found the bill myself, and I read it. And I even read the bills that you know, were quoted in it. I mean, this is real. I don't think it'll go through because it's so extremist. But it's still out there, and there are still people in our country that think that's okay. And this is the thing that people need to understand, that there's just a radical extremist group of people that want unlimited abortion at any point, and they don't want any accountability for it. I think that the majority of Americans understand that there are circumstances that for the health of the mother or early in the pregnancy, that things happen that, you know, the majority of people, when you say they want abortion, they don't. It's never a good thing for the average normal person. And they understand that there's got to be restrictions and limitations. But this group, and Susie Lee's with them, she voted for this, unbridled restrictions at any point during the pregnancy. And the average American do not understand that that's what they're pushing. That's their agenda. And they're not going to stop until they get it.
Tell me about Susie Lee and her run as a congresswoman in CD3. I know in a general election, Democrats are always running to the middle. They're always trying to say, "No, I'm not that extreme." How extreme is Susie Lee?
Susie Lee is at the far end of extremism. I mean, it's funny that she did run on being a moderate. She votes with Nancy Pelosi 99% of the time and Biden 100% of the time. That is not moderate.
Wow. I want to ask you about a major voting block that we didn't have to deal with in the primary election, but we will in the general, and that's independents, unaffiliated voters. Can you talk about what your effort will be like and how your effort will change in the general election going after these independents and unaffiliated? Can you talk a little bit about your strategy in that particular area?
Yeah, independence will determine the outcome of this election, it, especially in CD3. There's more registered independents than Republicans. And if you count the others and, you know, nonpartisan and other groups, there's more of those than Democrats. So they will definitely be making the decision if they turn out to vote, and I think they will. For me, I've did very well. I ran in 2020 in a district that was 8+ Democrat favored. You know, I just get out and I meet people, and, you know, I have a message that appeals to them. And that is, number one, putting Nevadans first. Number two, listening to what they want here in our district and in our state, and not, you know, making laws, passing things based on what New York and California want. It's listening and being open to, you know, what's best for our state, and not, you know, everything about partisan, you know, extremism, either way.
Again, April Becker is running. She's the Republican nominee for Congress in CD3, trying to unseat Susie Lee. How much help? I know, in talking to my Republican friends at the RNC and different organizations in D.C., they regard you as a budding superstar. Can you talk a little bit about what kind of help you're going to need, and what kind of help are you going to get from outside the state?
Well, you know, fundraising is a huge thing. My opponent has $2.5 million cash on hand already, and that's what we're going up against. She's getting money from PACs, other elected officials out of every state. It's just a machine. And, you know, one of the things, the disadvantages we have and have had is, you know, the Democrats raise a lot of money, and that's how they get their ads on. I mean, my opponent's already got over $500,000 in ads that she put in this week. That's a lot of money. And what they're doing, I know that the Congressional Leadership Fund has done, I believe, I want to say $17 million ad buy for the congressional races. So they're trying, they're raising money. They're going to make a big effort in Nevada, because this is, you know, we've got the potential to flip the other all three that we don't have now. And, you know, it's very exciting. We are on the map. Nevada is a very important state from the viewpoint of the RNC, and they are looking to just, you know, have a big sweep through here.
Do you worry that if you're not up on radio and TV over the course of the next few weeks, that they're going to try and define who you are? And is there anything you can do about it at this early juncture? Or is it a matter of right now you're going to be dialing for dollars and spending every waking moment dialing for dollars?
Well, I've been dialing for dollars every day for the last year and a half. So that's going to continue. I'm going to continue doing what I've been doing, which is raising money, being out in the district and meeting the people that will be voting for me, just being at everything I can, getting my name out there. And yes, you always fear that your name will be defined by your opponent, but I ran in this district before. I've got a really high name recognition. I'm polling ahead right now of my opponent, which is great. And I think people are very excited about what's going to happen in 2022.
What is the strategy? You talked about getting out and being at events and seeing people. You've been a part of very close elections. Do you worry about the voter integrity that is out there with the ballot harvesting and with the stay-at-home voting? Do you worry about a stolen election or a close election that isn't 10 points plus, but is more like 2% plus? Are you worried about that, and are you convinced we'll have free and fair elections?
Well, I worry about everything. That's just, you can talk to my family. I worry about everything. So I worry about that. I worry about everything. I do know that our voter rolls have been cleaned up. We were not prepared in 2020 for universal ballots, you know, in a lot of the emergency election initiatives that were put through. We weren't prepared for that in the state. I do know that they've been working to clean the records up. You know, I have to have faith in the people that are running our elections, that they're trying to do the right things. I'm going to be out there. We have tremendous effort that from the NRCC and from the Nevada GOP. They've got things in place that they'll be there at the election sites overseeing it. And we don't have, you know, some of the issues that we did in 2020 with, you know, COVID and not being able to be in person. You know, we're going to fight. We're going to ensure that everything's done right. And we're going forward.
One of the things that's important is my listeners want to help, and they want to help in a big way. What is it you need from my listeners? Is it yard signs? Is it volunteering? Is it call centers? What is it, money? What is it you need from my listeners?
All four of those things. We have a campaign office that's set up at Smoke Ranch in Buffalo. And we are doing calls from there. We are also knocking doors. I've got my ice cream truck out. And, you know, we go into try to do two precincts every night, just meeting people, covering, you know, the entire district because it's big. I obviously need money. We have to raise money. My website is voteaprilbecker.com. So if you're interested in volunteering or donating, that's where you go. We can also get more information if you need directions to my office. But this is a tremendous grassroots effort, and I couldn't be at this position if I hadn't had all the help from just great Nevadans. You know, I built it up in 2020. We came so close, and, you know, I had said I would never run again. That was my first time. But when I saw, you know, everybody who just, They worked their butts off for me. They showed up on their days off, on their weekends. They would come after work, and they're doing it again. And, I mean, you just, for me, I can't let those people down because they deserve to have a voice. They deserve to have representation, and they're not getting that right now. And, you know, anybody who wants to help and join this group of fighters, please, you know, contact me. We've got a sign-up thing on my website, which is, again, it's voteaprilbecker.com. And if you want to help, I need you. I would love for anybody that wants to volunteer to come out. If you can't do that, you want to help with money, we need that too. But we're going to flip this seat.
April, it's great to have you on the show again. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Best of luck. Keep us posted, would you please?
Yes, thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it.
That's April Becker, Republican nominee for Congress in CD3, running against Susie Lee. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company, so when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Unsafe sleep conditions cause serious injury and even death to infants. Never sleep with your baby on a sofa, in a chair, or in an adult bed. Protect the baby you love from becoming a tragic statistic. The only safe place for your baby to sleep is alone, on its back, in a crib, and in your room. For more information, visit cribsforkids.org. That's cribsforkids.org. This message is sponsored by the Division of Public and Behavioral Health, aired in cooperation with